He continued in this manner until Toggart put both digging claws into either side of his mouth, pulled his lips wide, and stuck out his tongue, making a grotesque face at the bank vole. Still jumping and skipping, the little bank vole returned the insult, squinching his nose and waggling his ears. Unfortunately, he did not look where he was going, and went smack into an alder. Sitting flat on the ground, he nursed a bruised jaw and set up a fearful yowl. Briony shook her head reprovingly at her mole friend.
Really, Toggart, did you have to?
At least it stopped him a-going on about bits of ferret, missy. I were beginning to feel quite ill.
When they reached the gorge top, the afternoon grew hot. But as the sheer sides lessened, spray from the rapids hit the two friends like a welcome cooling drizzle. Briony looked at the wild rapid foaming and leaping as they dashed downhill toward the mountains.
Look at that water! No wonder Duddle said he wouldn't dare take the raft down this way. It's dreadful!
Toggart pointed ahead.
Here, I think it worsens yonder. Arkity roaring it makes.
A short distance farther on, they saw the mist-shrouded rainbow, and the roar increased in volume until they had to shout aloud at each other to be heard above it. Soaked and bewildered, they found a small cave-like crevice to one side of the waterfall's edge. Crouching inside, Toggart dug out a turnip and watercress flan, and they shared it, together with a flask of cowslip cordial. They peered in fascination at the colossal torrent, falling so far down that it was lost in an almost solid white spray of mist.
Where do it all go to, Miss Briony?
I'm not certain, Toggart, but I think it must fall into some big lake below and stream off into the mountains.
Briony suddenly realised how close to the mountains they were. The falls seemed to drop into their very side.
Well, I'll have to figure out a way to get down there to the bottom of this waterfall. If Vale was here, he couldn't avoid going over. What an awful thing to happen to any beast, Toggart.
Aye, Missy, I knows 'tis hard, but us don't expect to find Master Vale still alive, do us?
Briony clasped the mole's paw earnestly.
You don't have to go down there, Toggart. I won't have you risking your life to find Vale.
The good mole's face was earnest as he replied.
I don't go, then you be going. I come this far with you, Briony. Brr, and I bain't have any risk in your young life for you worthless vermin alone knows her.
It was evening before they were ready to descend the slippery rocks. The two friends were ill-equipped for their task. After an exhaustive search of the area, all they came up with was a few short lengths of vine. Using their belts and the haversack sling, they knotted them all together. Briony fastened one end to Toggart's waist and the other round her own, and wordlessly they set off down the slick, water-worn rock face, with the deafening din of the torrent ringing in their ears. Briony went first, Toggart taking the strain as she scrabbled and slid to a smooth ledge. She waited until he had scrambled down beside her before taking a look around. There seemed to be no way off the ledge, except for a series of rocky protuberances on one side, half covered by the falling water. Carefully, the housemaid lowered herself to the first one, feeling Toggart slip slightly as he was pulled by the tension on their lifeline. He waved a digging claw to show he was all right, and she began the descent to the next. Suddenly, a chunk of driftwood hurtling past on the waterfall struck Briony, and she slipped but managed to grab onto a spear. Battered by the falls and fighting for breath, she hung on tight, barely able to hear her mole friend above the pounding cascade.
I'm coming, Missy! Hold on!
As Toggart climbed down to her, he edged too near the waterfall. It caught him and swept him away like a leaf in a gale. A split second later, Briony screamed as the improvised rope tautened like a bowstring and catapulted her off the spear after him. Bound together, both mole and mousemaid were carried off by the raging waterfall.